This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome back to... No, Mike, we're not live. Are we live now?
Welcome to Man Talk Radio. I'm Will Hardy, the black guy.
And I'm Roy, the confused guy that couldn't tell his mic was on. So, hey, we are live here with you on Sunday afternoon. Well, not quite Sunday afternoon.
But we thank God for you, and we're just having a blast here in the studio.
Yes, we are.
So on last week, we were talking about these things involving Jerry Falwell Jr., Roy, and how he basically stained his father's legacy.
Yes.
You know, by all of these dealings and things that we say we do in the secret or in the dark, God is manifesting those things and bringing them to light. So we cannot get away. My pastor down in Fayetteville, he always used to say, "You might get by, but you're not getting away."
Right.
So,
right.
Because there's consequences to pay. And so when we said, whatever it is that you do, it's going to affect someone in your family because you're not the only ones who are affected. You know, people within your immediate household, but extended family members may be affected mm-hmm. by some of the things you're doing. And so now they go to work and then they, you know, all of a sudden their work colleagues going, "Hey, we heard that your brother or sister or brother-in-law, you know, was involved in this." And it's like, wow. And so now they start formulating their own opinions
right.
about these things. But what we said, and also Roy in the last show, was that if husbands and wives attempt to do things outside of the boundaries of God and attempt to quote unquote spice up their sex life,
mm-hmm.
this can be an avenue for the enemy to use.
Of course, yeah. I mean that. Well, it's an immediate gateway, as you put in the last. In the last show, Will, it's an opportunity for Satan to say, "Okay, I've got them now. They've got their guard down, their curiosity's up, they're looking for other ways of satisfaction, other things that will get them off course, first with the relationship with our father, second with their spouse."
Absolutely. And see, when couples do this, Roy, it starts to just corrode,
mm-hmm.
you know, the relationship that they had. And you know, all of the time, I think, as a marriage just progresses, you know, men sometimes forget an anniversary date or a birth date or, mm-hmm. you know, something like this. And some women do, too. Let's be for real now.
Yeah.
You know, they they forget, too, sometimes, but not, I think, not as often as men do.
Right, right.
But so when these things happen, and it's like, "Oh, you can't even remember my birth date, or you can't even remember our anniversary. So where's your mind? You know, why can't you remember this? And I can remember it every year," and things like this. And something that we might view something small, just say, not remembering a date, could also be a means to separate the two because one could not remember something that the other one remembered. So, you know, that could be, enemy could use that.
Well, I mean, how many times you heard spouses make some comment, "Well, my husband forgot my birthday," or "he forgot our anniversary," or vice versa. "Yeah, my wife didn't remember my birthday." Or, I mean, certainly those shortfalls and shortcomings can be an opportunity to create division or a seed plant, as we call it. You know, all it takes is just that little seed of doubt, and then things start to channel out. All of a sudden, somebody at work's paying a little bit more attention to me than the person at home, and next thing you know, we're going to lunch, and next thing you know, we've got an emotional relationship that we're connected, and you know, we're laughing because neither one of you seen each other's baggage out behind after work and every morning when you wake up, how you go to bed at nighttime in terms of what goes on aside from the facade that's put out there, right?
That's right. And see, these things, they have avenues. And I think this is what the Christian community and husbands and wives and even individuals who are engaged to be married, I think this is what they're missing, Roy. They're missing that I'm so in love with my wife that nothing like this can happen to me and our family until someone starts paying a little bit more attention to you than your spouse. And then all of a sudden, you've taken that step in that direction.
Well, that leads us into what we wanted to get into, the meat of a couple things, right? The reduction of the value of the following Christ. As we talked about several shows back, what the studies are showing, people are really weakening or watering down what we believe to be the gospel. And so one of those number one distractions we know is how you value life and death. And then most recently, I sent you the article today we talked about the abortion issue that has come up as a result of the Supreme Court nominee, that there's commentary out there that says that the majority of the Christians are not hung up on the abortion issue, which I find very hard to believe. And I think it was misplaced and misdirected, the commentary was. But if indeed it's accurate, then I'm challenging those followers of Christ on the show today that, you know, life, it all begins with life, and you can't voluntarily choose to end life. It's just we're not faulting anybody that's had to make a decision in their lifetime. We're not being judgmental. We're just saying holistically, as followers of Christ, we can't sit back while there's a total of, I think, over 60 million babies that have been aborted since 1973. If I've got my math right and my year right, since 1973. Listen, folks, it's over 60 million babies have been aborted. And let's just pause for a second. Think about that. Each one of us has either a child or a nephew or a niece or someone in our life that we've watched this whole journey and of excitement and the build of that. How can we sit back as Christians and say, it's okay, my body's autonomous, God wants me to live my most fulfilled life, and that being my own choices? That's not the way it was intended. So that kind of, this is another one of those avenues that we've talked about that we need to be very aware of. And folks, I know this may be a little bit of heavy subject matter for you on a Sunday afternoon, but it's reality. While we're sitting on the sidelines, this continues. This continues. And when we talk about the black and white thing, because, you know, there's a black guy and a white guy here on the show, 20 million of those babies were of the black race, if I remember my statistics. Now, again, I may be off just a tad, but I'm pretty certain that was the number that I saw since 1973. So it affects all of us. It affects all of us. And, you know, God gave us the miracle of birth and life creation. So for us to sit back and do nothing as his children, and let all this stuff be said that it's okay, and for us to get up every Sunday morning, go to church, and not be fighting for these unborn children, and having a voice, most 90% of you out there are probably on social media, you just need to tell you that God loves these people. And there are many, 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 many couples that are looking to have children that can never have children, would love to have a child. And we can even say this, Will. We'll make the commitment to try to pair you up with somebody if you're facing this decision of having a child or not having a child. The decision should be to have the child, and somebody's going to come alongside of you. And Will and I are sitting here today to tell you that we'll make sure somebody comes alongside of you.
No one has to walk this journey alone.
Nope.
And see, and as believers in Christ. Well, let me go back to something you said earlier, Roy, is that the majority of the Christians believe that they should basically have the right to their own body.
That was based on the article we read.
Exactly.
Not, this is not our
brief. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Now, my point is like we have talked about again on certain shows, is that the term Christian has been watered down and it has been redefined. I think that the term has been so overworked that it's become sort of like just something mainstream that people say, but they really don't have the full understanding on what the term actually mean and you know, where it originated from.
I would agree with that totally.
You know, so I think when you talk about when a person says, I'm a Christian, what does that really mean? So if we go out here and we start polling people, and we say, well, just as a yes or no answer, are you a Christian? Person say yes. Okay. Follow up question: why do you believe you are a Christian? And you'll get 200 million responses,
right?
Depending on, you know, the number of people that you interview. So it won't be consistent because we have a whole lot of denominations and a whole lot of religions out there that define or see Christianity as something different. And of course, there are people out there who, you know, they go back and they look in history and they say, oh, wow, you know, let's look at people like Constantine and all these other individuals who gave Christianity a black eye, and yet you're calling yourself a Christian. Well, see, and that's what I'm saying. This is how the term has been so skewed from where it used to come from.
Right. Well, that's why, you know, you've noticed with me personally, I'm more about saying follower of Christ now. So it truly denotes who I am and what we're trying to accomplish. And as we continue down this journey, I think we're going to have to look at some level of separation. And the terminology may very well be it, because too many people saying I'm Christian yet don't walk it out. Folks, we'll be right back. We're about to go to a break.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1900.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio, and you know, we are continuing our conversation as we have been talking about these things that men and women, Roy, get involved with, and when we were talking about in the first segment about men and women attempting to spice up their sexual life. So let's go into when you start getting your spouse involved in looking at explicit materials and things like this. Now, what you're doing is you're saying, oh, well, I'm just doing this to spice up my love life. But in actuality, what you're doing is you're financing the supply chain.
That's exactly right, Will. And this is something I think that most people don't really think about.
Exactly.
And with mine and your ministry over the last several years, we've been involved in some conversations. We've been involved in some presentations that we felt we needed to share this piece with you folks. So listen closely. If you think that sitting behind a computer in your home in the privacy of your car or on your cell phone or whatever it is and looking at pornography is not hurting anyone, you're sorely, sorely mistaken. You're feeding into a multi-billion dollar industry that exploits not just the women that you're looking at, and beyond that, you are exploiting children, toddlers, infants, and preteens back down the supply chain. So by your accessing this pornography and you're looking at this, you're part of a total supply chain which feeds all the way back down to infants and toddlers and preteens that are being abused, raped, sexually assaulted, and sold into sexual slavery. So this is a heavy topic, but we want you to understand you are not just affecting you. You're not just doing something that is not affecting anyone else. It's affecting a whole lot of people, and you're feeding into the supply chain of the pornography industry.
And each time that you visit these sites, you know, you're adding fuel to the fire. And as long as individuals are continuing to click into these this explicit material, you allow yourself to go down that vortex, if you will. And what it will eventually do is it will just suck you in, just like the black hole. It will suck you in. And there is, and I'm told by just scientists in general, Roy, that when you are near a black hole, and once that gravitational pull gets a hold of you, there is nothing you can do to get out of it. In fact, they've even said that light, which travels at supersonic speed, cannot avoid the gravitational pull of a black hole. Mm. And so this is what you're subjecting yourself to, because remember, saints out there, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses 12 and 13, that take heed. This is what it says. Take heed. If you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. See, so if a person think I'm strong enough and this thing won't bother me, it can't get to me because of the man who I am, and I've been in church for 30, 40 plus years, and I'm rock solid. If you're thinking that, Roy, I think that's a mental setup.
It is, Will. And let's go to the scripture real quick about this whole impurity thing. You know, in Ephesians 5:3, it says, among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Even a hint. So that's just normal temptations through the day of walking across the street, or through, you know, just driving up and down the road, that Satan can tempt us, that God needs to release us and relieve us from. If we're diving into pornography and we're looking at it, we are going towards that black hole that you're just describing, Will, and the gravitational pull, if you will, the disconnect that starts to happen in the brain. You start rewiring your brain the more you look at this stuff, men and women. And so the normal way that God created for you to be attracted to your spouse will no longer work because of this rewiring of the hardwire that God puts in us. And all of a sudden the disconnect occurs, and then it starts ramping up. And this goes back to the supply chain. When just looking at still photographs no longer works, then I've got to look at action photographs or action movies, if you will. If a normal interaction between man and woman doesn't work, then it's got to be ramped up to multi-partners. Then it becomes violence. Then it becomes gang rapes, all those things. And folks, if you think we're kidding or we don't know what we're talking about, trust me, we've done the research. We've talked to the people. We've seen it. Mm-hmm. We've talked to folks that go overseas to rescue children from sex slavery, which we've had one of them on our show not too long ago. So this is real. This is real. And so I'm going to throw something out here, folks. And this is going to be, we're probably going to get some people smacked or banged on the head, and we may even get some emails. But each of you that are listening, if you have a relationship with your husband or wife, and even your steady partner that you trust, each of you should love each other enough to say, hey, I'm going to put this software on my phone so that I do not go anywhere. And if I go anywhere that's suspect, then you're going to know where I'm at. And then you're going to hold me accountable to that. And there are multiple Covenant Eyes, XXX, several of them that are out there, folks. That should be your putting on your armor to protect your relationship, mm-hmm. not as a checking up, because you should have full communication and full transparency between each other. So you should do that for each other. Used to be, I'd say, ladies, you need to have the men do it on their phones so you can see what they're doing. But it's become such a problem for men and women that both of you need to be doing that. And then if you've got a problem, then seek help and counseling to get through this, because it's an addiction. Once you get hardwired into it, you can't let it go by yourself. God has to release you and use someone else to help you through that.
And God said in that 13th verse of 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, that there is no temptation such as is common unto man, but God is faithful that he will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. So there's the promise. There's the promise right there that God will not allow you to go and to back and to wallow in the muck and the mire that he brought you from.
Right. That's a conscious decision to stay in sin.
That's right.
Stay in that mess.
And then in the latter part of that verse 13 says that he will give you a way to escape.
Yeah. Yeah.
So not only will he allow you not to be tempted above that which you are able, you know, to resist, but he also gives you a way out.
If you're seeking him.
And that's the key.
Right, right.
That's the key.
Yep.
So because, again, we're all subject to error. We're all subject to make mistakes.
We are. And let's go back to what we started with in this conversation, Will. This is part of the supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, you're culpable. This is going to be a strong statement.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting there looking at pornography on your phone or your computer, whether it steals movies, whatever, you are responsible for that child. You're indirectly responsible by your activity in that supply chain, mm-hmm. and creating a demand for those people that are further down that escalation, if you will, that have to have a deeper, more sick stimulation of that infant or that toddler that's being looped into this and being abused and being sold into sex slavery and kidnapped for sex slavery. You're in that supply chain, and that's the reality of it. So if you're in the middle of it, no matter what part of that journey you're on, if you're at the back end of it, where we just described the most sick piece of it, or at the front end of it, which is sick, but you're still part of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want you to understand. And God wants you to get out of that. And the reason we come back to this is because this is a real problem, folks. It's a big, big problem. Go back and do the research. How many billions of dollars, and we'll have that for you on the next show. We'll go back and look that number up. We'll bring that back mm-hmm. to you next show. But it's billions with a B, mm-hmm. billions. Think of how many people have got to be out on these websites to be making that kind of money, to be or money be spent. Folks, it's a huge number of people that are participating.
And these are individuals, Roy.
Yes.
Some of them who are taking the milk money away from the babies in their house that they're supposed to be supporting mm-hmm. and putting it toward these efforts.
Right. And, this is a real issue, folks, and I guess our heart is this.
Mm.
If we don't start changing, and if we don't start expecting others to change, especially those that are in the body of Christ, it's never going to get any better.
That's right.
We are That's fulfilling right. biblical prophecy right now. Mm. Good has become bad, and bad has become good. And we've seen it in California recently when they were trying to narrow down or weaken the pedophilia within a 10-year range, then it's mm-hmm. less severe punishment than if it's beyond 10 years. Folks, this was predicted a few years ago that was going to be the next area that was going to start to be addressed and try to start planting seeds. And it goes back to this whole slow fade thing. You know, look where we were 30 years ago, what was wrong then and what was right. And look where we are today, what's considered wrong and what's considered right.
Let God stir up your pure minds.
Yes.
See, and if your mind, if you have that mind of Christ, Christ wants to change you. He does not want you to continue to go down this path.
Right.
He is through this podcast, through this radio show, through the elements of media, we are attempting to get the message out.
Yes.
And this is why Roy and I do what we do.
Yes, we do.
Because we have a heart for it.
And just to be clear, we don't get paid for what we do.
No, we don't.
We're here strictly as a volunteer to serve our Lord and Savior. And we're here to serve you. And we want you to know that we love you. And that's why we're talking truth and honesty about these topics.
And they're heavy.
They are heavy. But the problem is nobody wants to talk about this stuff.
That's
so we're
exactly
bringing,
right.
That's the whole point. It's man talk. But ladies, if you're listening, we hope that you're getting something from this. And we want you also to start having candid conversations with your husbands or your boyfriends. Are you in this? And if you are, let's get help and get out of it. And likewise, men, don't be afraid to ask your wives if they're in the middle of this mess as well. We thank you for joining us again on a Sunday afternoon. God bless all of you folks.
We love you, and may heaven smile upon you.
Yes, and pray for our country, pray for the pandemic, and pray for all of your colleagues and your family members that God will just protect them and watch over them and bless each of you in your daily walks.
Because we know that God is able, and if you're able to seek him out, then he's seeking you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.